Buck, we've received some correspondence over the last few weeks. People who use the Voortrekker Road corridor in the Maitland area, asking questions about the upkeep of the Maitland Cemetery, particularly when they see missing palisade fencing at the cemetery. Joining me now, Councillor Patricia van der Ross, MACO member for Community Services, whose responsibility is cemeteries. I understand it's because of gross vandalism. People are literally walking away with the palisade fencing of Maitland Cemetery. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Les, and good morning to the listeners. I hope they're all warm today. Yes, some instances we do have people that is just walking off that thing, that they are brazen enough to just walk off without fencing. But we do have about 1 kilometer of stone wall fencing from gate 1 to 4, and then approximately 2 kilometers with post rail fencing from gate 4A to gate 10. And I think that is where the problem lies, because of all the vehicle accidents and the damages to the fencing that occurs almost bi-weekly, that also, you know, kind of sets it up for whoever comes past and wants to take it.
Various cemeteries, Clip Road, Khayelitsha, Kales River, Durbanville, have all appeared to be hit in the past, not only by vandalism, but there's also occupation by homeless people, ongoing dumping. Cemeteries are important to people, of a place where, you know, they remember their loved ones, and this must be a concern.
It is a great concern because, you know, back in the day when we grew up, the one thing that we were told is not to go play in cemeteries, or not to go damage and vandalize cemeteries, and make sure that when you do walk around, do not step over graves. Those were the fundamental things that we were taught in the past, and that has just disappeared. People no longer have respect for the dead, and that is so unfortunate. But what we are trying to do, we need to look at other ways where we can kind of show that people need to be concerned. We need to force them to kind of prioritize our dead as well. So we are trying to have more relations with our SAPS officials, our law enforcement, our security. We're getting more engaged, doing more engagements with security to make sure that there's visibility on the premises. I think the one thing that we really need to work on hard, more hard on, is the allowance of people coming in and out of the cemetery. Those pedestrians that feel that they just can come in and help somebody maybe clean a grave, but they steal from the one grave flowers to put on another grave. And as people mourning, we think that they are just selling flowers, and we don't really take account as to where these flowers are coming from. And we take it not knowing that it's from a different grave.
I want to direct you into another area under your responsibility, Patricia. There were recent reports that Cape Town's Beach Hut Trust was looking for donations to repair and refurbish those 13 of the 45 beach huts at Musenberg Beach. They cost about 100,000 rand each. They were also too recently vandalized. What is the costing that goes into a beach shutter? How does it cost 100,000 rand per unit?
We have recently, a year or so ago, gone into a partnership with Save Our Beach Huts. And this is an organization who has done really well. We have tried to make sure that the huts are upgraded and beautified and everything. And in the space of 8 months or so, it again has been vandalized. So I think we are looking for different ways to secure our huts, different types of texture of wood or panels that is non-resellable. And unfortunately, going into that, the costings are a bit high to start off with. So I think that is the way that the SOBH is going, trying to find better ways to secure the huts, making sure, because this is one of the highlights of Cape Town, making sure that the huts, people are still wanting to go to the beaches, to Musenberg, St. James Beach, to be able to see those huts. So I think that is what is going into this. And the constant engagement on refurbishment of these huts is becoming costly.
Councillor Patricia van der Ross, MACO member for Community Safety. Nigel in Durbanville says there's as much respect for the dead as the living these days, not much. It speaks to the desperation of people, and it's very sad. Education and employment is desperately needed. I agree with you, Nigel. I cannot disagree with a word you are saying. Stephen says, why did the Western Cape Government Infrastructure Department themselves not just Google Royal Security and see they are implicated in corruption? And they were not by far the lowest tender yet, and yet they got to the tender. Alan Weedy can't be happy, and his government can't hide behind not being blacklisted by Treasury. It's a message from Stephen in Strand. Your thoughts? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.